Hi, Precious Heart. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you today. We're going to talk about the first solar aspect of deity. Last week, we talked about the momentum of the 12 solar aspects of deity, and there's so much light and so much energy associated with each of these aspects that I think it'd be good for us to focus on them individually as well. The frequencies of light from the heart of our Father, Mother, God that are associated with the first solar aspect of deity are God's will, power, protection, illumined faith, and the harmonious qualities of the masculine polarity of our Father God. This energy reverberates in a magnificent sapphire blue frequency of color. At this time, we're being given the opportunity to transcend the misqualified masculine energies that are always reflected through our lower consciousness of our human ego. And since the fall, those qualities have been aggression and the abuse of power. When we were in male bodies, we abused our masculine energy, that first solar aspect of deity. We through aggression and domineering and violence. When we were in female bodies, we abused it by suppressing our power and allowing ourselves to be oppressed and dominated. What's happening now is that these energies are being transmuted, these distorted fallen energies, and we are being lifted up into the harmony and balance of God's will, power, protection, illumined faith, and all of the divine principles of the first solar aspect of deity. Because of the miraculous changes that are taking place within each of us, we now have the ability to transform any tendencies toward the fallen masculine energies from our lower human ego and transform them into the divine masculine. And today we're going to join together with lightworkers around the world to empower these positive aspects as we share this information that's been given to us by the Company of Heaven, so that we can amplify this positive aspect of our Father God within each and every one of us. Through our collective consciousness, we're co-creating a chalice of light and will serve today as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this planet during this vitally important time. We're functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God Self. Through this unique opportunity, we will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. I'm going to be sharing this life-transforming information from on high during this sacred hour that we're spending together, but I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it's true. Please listen to this information as food for thought and take it into your heart and ask your I Am presence to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge will assist you in improving the quality of your life. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the Company of Heaven because of the need of the hour. It is time for us to transcend this lower, fragmented, fear-based human consciousness of our human egos. It's time for us to reclaim the divine balance and harmony of our Father God and blend this with the newly activated and returned energies of the divine presence of our Mother God. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So be here now. When we talk about the first solar aspect of deity, we are talking about the will of God. And the will of God is perfection for all things. Throughout the history of time, there has been much written about the will of God, and we often use this term to explain the painful things that are occurring in our lives that we don't understand. We use it to justify the atrocities that are taking place in the world. In the teachings available on Earth, the will of God is so immersed in religious rhetoric and human conjecture that it is probably the most misunderstood of all of the 12 solar aspects of deity. As we proceed into the dawning age of wisdom and enlightenment that we are now beginning to experience, greater understanding is filtering into the consciousness of humanity, and the true meaning of God's will is beginning to reveal itself deep within the recesses of our hearts. In order for us to grasp the real meaning of God's will, we need to understand with greater clarity the meaning of our own individual free will. At the moment of our inception, every child of God was blessed with the gift of free will and the creative faculties of thought and feeling. This occurred the instant we were breathed forth from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. Free will is given to each of us so that through our own conscious choice and through the use of our thoughts and feelings, we can learn to become the masters of our lives, co-creators with our Father, Mother, God. The intent of this is to learn how to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. It was never part of the divine plan for us to use our free will to create anything less than the perfection of heaven on earth. Never was it intended that humanity choose to use our gift of free will to create chaos, confusion, disease, poverty, war, lack, limitation, fear, hatred, and all of the other forms of our grossly misqualified energy, our human miscreations that we see surfacing all over the world. This discord has become so prevalent on earth that we have actually deceived ourselves into accepting that it is a normal part of life. And even worse, we often attribute these painful, mutated experiences as God's will. The duality of good and evil has become so obvious on this planet that we've accepted it as part of God's plan. It's become such an obvious part of our earthly experience that we have even gone to the extreme of believing that without evil, we are not going to be able to experience good. Our lower human ego has talked us into believing that these polarities are a critical part of our life in the physical plane. The company of heaven is revealing to us now that this belief system, this distorted perception that good and evil must coincide on this planet, is by far the most destructive belief system that we can have. Remember, we are co-creators, and our thoughts and feelings are creative. So as long as we believe that we cannot exist without evil on the planet, and that good cannot be part of our lives unless the opposite polarity of that is part of our earthly experience, we will continually recreate over and over again and perpetuate the negativity that is now existing on earth. The reality is that the moment has arrived when we are going to fulfill our purpose and reason for being. These words are spoken in the Lord's Prayer. which is now being brought to fruition. There's a statement within that sacred prayer that says, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. This is the moment that is now beginning to unfold as the full divine plan for this planet. The frequencies of discord and degeneration now existing on earth do not exist in the octaves of light. This fifth dimensional frequency of God's infinite perfection, which the earth is ascending into on the spiral of evolution. Nothing less than perfection, which is God's will, manifests in the heavenly realms. And that is the divine heritage of earth as we ascend up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimension, which is occurring now. In the biblical allegory of Adam and Eve, they symbolically reflected this truth of heaven on earth. The Garden of Eden, earth, was created to sustain human life in the most glorious way possible, to give us an opportunity to use our free will and our creative faculties of thought and feeling to create previously unknown expressions of divinity and expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Everything that humanity, which is represented symbolically by Adam and Eve, everything that we needed to survive in total harmony was provided by God and the elemental kingdom, the kingdom of nature, when the earth was created. The gift of free will was given so that humanity could choose each day how we would use our precious gift of life to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. How today shall I use my free will to create greater patterns of perfection in the physical plane? How today shall I express God's will, God's love, God's truth, God's wisdom, God's power? How today shall I use my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to add to the light of the world? In all of that original perfection, our Father, Mother, God gave us one admonition so that we could continually experience that perfection throughout our earthly sojourn. And that commandment, that admonition was, do not partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the reason that that was given to us is because in other time frames and dimensions, in other systems of world, some of our sons and daughters of God, our sisters and brothers, had chosen to use their gift of life to create distorted mutations such as poverty, war, disease, hatred, and other maladies. But our Father, Mother, God knew that if we did not know about these distorted mutations, that we would not be energizing them with our thoughts and feelings. They would not be part of our consciousness. Then we would not experience them in our daily lives. But there was a point in time when humanity did choose to symbolically partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, or eat the apple. And when that occurred, we began experimenting with our gift of life in destructive ways. We began creating negative thought forms that reflected on the environment. This resulted in what we now refer to as the fall of humanity. When that occurred, humanity became so immersed in our self-created chaos and pain that we could no longer perceive our divine purpose and reason for being. We got so buried in the heavy, discordant frequencies that we were sending forth through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that we disconnected from the guidance of our true God Self, our I Am Presence, and our Holy Christ Self. We started developing this fragmented, fear-based consciousness, our lower human ego. And as a result of that, we continued creating denser and denser vibrations of negativity until we manifested such a chasm between ourselves and our knowledge of God and our connection with the heavenly realms, that we became isolated and struggled in our misery alone. We forgot that we are sons and daughters of God, and that all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. We forgot that we have a divine presence that is guiding and directing us along the lines for our very highest potential. So now, for eons of time, illumined souls have volunteered to come to Earth, penetrating into the dense, humanly created veil of Maya and illusion, to bring to mankind of Earth the knowledge of God and the realization of our own divinity. Throughout history, the prophecy was made that there would come a time when humanity would awaken to the powers within and develop our latent abilities. We would reclaim our divine heritage as beloved sons and daughters of God, and we would remember our purpose and reason for being, that we have creative faculties of thought and feeling, and we have the gift of free will, that what we put our attention and energy into, what we empower with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, we bring into tangible form and manifest in the physical plane. The prophets told us that this awakening would call to remembrance the vows we took in the heart of God before even this world was, and we would remember our divine purpose and reason for being. And paradise on earth, the Garden of Eden, would once again be reclaimed and co-created by the sons and daughters of God abiding on this planet. Well, guess what? That moment has arrived, and the cosmic tone is reverberating through all creation. The awakening of every heart flame within every person evolving on this planet has begun. Now, as we awaken to the power within us, we are reaching up into the octaves of illumined truth, and we're beginning to tap into the wisdom of the ages. We are reconnecting with our I Am presence, our true God reality. And this aspect of our divinity is beginning to guide us again and to interject positive thoughts and feelings into our lives that will assist us in reaching our highest potential. We're beginning to clearly perceive the reality of our true beings. The humanly created world of illusion and limitation that we now live in is being exposed in the light of truth. We are beginning to realize that the negativity existing in the physical plane, anything that is reflecting pain and suffering, is a human miscreation and is not God's will in any way, shape, or form. The reason it is surfacing into our lives is because all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. There is no separation. Once we have misqualified our thoughts and feelings and created negative expressions of life that are manifesting as poverty and disease and pain and suffering in our lives, we cannot just say cancel, and eliminate those experiences. They must come to the surface so that we can project light and love into them and transmute them back into God's pure light. It is certainly God's will that we transmute our human miscreations back into light, but it was not God's will that we create that painful experience in the first place. As we invoke the light of God, it is transmuting our distorted beliefs in separation, which binds us to negativity. The truth of God's will, which is truly perfection for all things, is beginning to be revealed in every aspect of our lives. The illusion of lack, limitation, poverty, aging, disease, war, pestilence, and all manner of pain and suffering is now at this time being pushed to the surface in our individual lives and in the collective lives of humanity all over the planet. These things that are surfacing are negative thought forms, accumulation of the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that we have expressed through all of our earthly sojourns since we were first breathed forth from the heart of God. They are coming up now so that they can be transmuted and healed through the radiance of God's power and light. As these energies surface in our lives, the intent is not to create punishment or to make us suffer. It's so that we will observe the results of our behavior from past time frames and dimensions and transmute it back into light. People everywhere are beginning to realize and recognize as never before the divine truth, my Father, Mother, God, and I are one. People are remembering that the I Am presence within each of us, our true God self, is one and is a perfect connection with our Father, Mother, God. We are ascending into the fifth dimensional vibrations, which reverberate with all of the solar aspects of deity. And the first of those aspects of deity is the sapphire blue ray of God's will and power. And our bodies, our spheres of influence, and the planet with all her life are beginning to reflect the will of God, which is perfection for all things. The way we know that is by observing the accelerated purging and cleansing that's going on the planet. The problem is that we can easily see the negativity that is being pushed to the surface by this powerful light. What we don't see as easily is the incredible sapphire blue light, divine will, that is pushing these things to the surface so that they can be loved free. The permanent golden age, which is heaven on earth, is being co-created right here and right now through the unified efforts of light workers all over the world. Every single day, there are billions of souls, billions with a B, that in one way or another turn their attention to a higher power and invoke God's light into the physical plane. That's true whether they see the bigger picture, whether they understand how powerful they are and how effective their thoughts and feelings are, or whether they are just desperate and reaching out for assistance from the heavenly realms. Every single prayer is heard and answered. What this is doing is creating this magnificent chalice of light through which the light of God is now flowing. This light is pouring into every heart flame, and as it expands out to every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on this planet, it pushes everything to the surface that conflicts with this perfect light. So we see the negativity being pushed to the surface to be healed and loved free. And we know that the light of God is what is pushing that to the surface. Heaven on earth is being co-created right here and right now through the unified efforts of light workers everywhere. And as we use our free will to focus on God's will, the patterns of perfection for the new earth will quickly manifest. We ask the light of God transmute everything that conflicts with God's will. And together, just through our heart flames now, unified in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we invoke the will of God, knowing that everything that conflicts with the will of God is being cast now by our I Am presences into the violet flame of God's infinite transmutation to be instantly transmuted back into light. and as one heartbeat, one breath, one consciousness of pure divine love, we now affirm, the will of God is light. The will of God is good. The will of God is happiness. The will of God is grace. The will of God is peace. The will of God is purity. The will of God is balance. The will of God is health. The will of God is abundance. The will of God is kindness. The will of God is unity. The will of God is freedom. The will of God is gratitude. The will of God is love. And the will of God is perfection for all things. As the violet flame blazes in through and around everything that conflicts with those patterns of perfection, know that the will of God is manifesting in through and around your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and those of all humanity, as well as the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of beloved planet Earth. It is impossible for us to overstate the importance of using our free will to focus on the power of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. We need to focus on what we want to co-create in our lives, not what we do not want. Our thoughts and feelings are powerful beyond our knowing. The law of attraction, or the law of the circle, magnetizes into our lives whatever we focus our attention on. Therefore, if we want to experience God's will and power in our daily lives, we need to hold our attention on those divine attributes and qualities of God. The first solar aspect of deity reverberates with the divine qualities of God's will, power, illumined faith, protection, and God's infinite perfection. It is the harmony and balance of the masculine polarity of our Father God. This sacred sapphire blue fire from the heart of our Father Mother God reverberates through the atmosphere of each person on the planet in the frequencies of sapphire blue light, and it resonates through our fifth-dimensional solar spine and radiates through all 12 of our fifth-dimensional solar chakras at one time. This sapphire blue ray of God's will and power and all of the other divine qualities contains within its resonance the decision and the will to do whatever we put our attention on. Whatever we consciously decide to accomplish, that will to accomplish that, the will to do, and the decision to do it, comes from the first solar aspect of deity. Everything that has ever been accomplished in the physical plane of Earth or in the heavenly realms has been accomplished by men and women of decision. Without decision and the will to do, there is no permanence of accomplishment. Preceding all action and all manifestation, there must be the will to do within our consciousness. we can easily see how important it is for each of us to become adept in utilizing this sacred gift from God. What we will manifest, what we will be, what we will to create must manifest, for it is divine law. Knowing this divine law, each of us should constantly affirm, I will to be God in action at all times. I will to be God in action at all times. I will to be God in action at all times. We are the open doors through which the patterns of perfection for the new earth are being passed into the world of form. As the patterns of perfection expand through our consciousness, we can empower them with our heartfelt desires and feelings. Then, through decision and the will to do, we can participate in activities of light that will precipitate them into physical manifestation for the benefit of all life. All we have to do is focus on what we want to manifest and then seek out activities of light, ways and means through our decision and our will to accomplish this, through which we can precipitate them into form. God's will for humanity is the fullness of all good, all opulence, all beauty, all peace, all freedom. The will of God must now be reflected with such strength and power into the consciousness of humanity that there will no longer be any delay in people lifting out of the shadows of limitation, pain, and suffering that we are now experiencing. We must accept and through divine intention know that only God's will in our lives is manifesting, which once again is perfection for all things. Within the power of God's will is mastery, and within the full gathered momentum of God pulsating in our hearts is the faith to attain that mastery. Illumined faith is a powerful attribute of the first solar aspect of deity. This is a faith that stands in the face of seeming insurmountable odds, a faith that stands in the face of so-called reason, a faith that stands in the face of human appearances. Faith is a constant state of our being, every second of eternity. It is not a quality that we have to acquire. It is already present within us. What we do need to realize is that we have the ability to train ourselves to allow the quality of illumined faith to sustain only those manifestations which we desire to sustain. Through our faith, we can sustain whatever we put our attention on. We can sustain poverty through our belief and faith in poverty. Or we can sustain abundance through our faith and belief in abundance. We can sustain through our faith and manifest and sustain the patterns of perfection for the new earth. How many of us, through the power of our attention, have placed our faith in poverty, disease, loneliness, pain, suffering, and despair? Faith is self-perpetuating. The more we focus our attention on the negativity of the world, the more faith we have that it will continue. Conversely, the more we focus our attention on the will of God, the more faith we have that God's will manifest and become the order of the new day on planet Earth. We have the power to let go of the situations in our lives that are creating obstacles. We need simply to adjust our consciousness and focus on God's will and power through the full momentum of illumined faith, and invoke the highest good for all concerned on this planet. Through the law of attraction, God's will be projected through our consciousness into the atomic substance of the material plane. Then our environment and life situations will be transformed. This may seem too simple and too good to be true, but it is the accurate application of the natural law of the universe, the law of the circle. Whatever we are sending out through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings reflects on the unformed primal light in the elemental kingdom in the physical plane and manifests in our lives. This universal law works consistently and scientifically to the letter. The wonderful thing about natural law is that we are all subject to it, regardless of whether we believe in it or not. Consequently, we don't have to accept this truth. We don't have to believe it. We don't even have to understand it. All we have to do is apply it. Our consciousness has become embedded and ingrained with much imperfection through our life experiences and the distorted perception of our lower human ego. But now, as we focus our attention on illumined truth and God's will, our ability to interpret life and our perception of life is becoming more accurate. We are much more receptive to God's will and power and the light of God. We are beginning to know that the light of God is increasing, and it will never again recede from the earth. This is a profound truth, and it is resonating now within our heart of hearts. We are beginning to know that the physical manifestation of the patterns of perfection for the new earth are now tangibly manifesting. This is an inevitable truth, and it is the divine destiny for this planet. The will of God is for us to now externalize the patterns of perfection for the new earth. In order to do this, we must focus our attention on the visions, ideas, patterns, and plans that have already been securely anchored in the physical plane of earth. This can be accomplished by all sincere, practical, and willing lightworkers. In the flow of God's will, even our lower human consciousness cannot block God's first cause of perfection. We all have great momentums of good, which we have built throughout time. We each have a different heritage that we are bringing to earth to offer as our service to life. Within our causal body, which is the frequency of cause where everything begins, we have a storehouse of good. We have a tremendous momentum of all of the perfection that we have ever created through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. This perfection is now available for us to draw upon to assist us in transforming our lives, and it is available for us to use for the salvation of this planet as well. Each diverse human being is bringing his or her unique thread to weave into the tapestry of life, which is the unified purpose of this planet. In perfect harmony, awakening humanity is beginning to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. This unified effort is gradually revealing itself now. There must be unity of purpose in the hearts of humanity in order for the earth to quickly outpicture the plan of perfection that is ordained for this planet. Unity of purpose in God's name I am means to individually be obedient to the will of God and to function at all times from the heart of our own divinity, our I am presence. When we do this, we have such a glorious experience that words cannot describe it. Unity and oneness with God and with all life is a goal we are at long last in the process of reclaiming. This was our original divine heritage. We were always supposed to be one with our Father, Mother, God. We were always supposed to be one with every particle of life on this planet and throughout the whole of creation. So now, in order to fulfill our unified purpose, we must be the fullness of our I Am presence. Then we will bless all life, not by pressing the strength of our personal opinion and human will on other people, but by being a clear crystal through which the light of God will flow, unobstructed, to nourish humanity and every particle of life with our love, our faith, and our desire to be God's will in action. We need to go within to the wellspring of our hearts and listen in the great silence for the guidance of our I Am presence. To receive directions from our I Am presence accurately is an accomplishment in itself, but then to draw these energies and that substance of divine light together to obey those directives involves the full momentum of the first solar aspect of deity. It involves us being aligned with God's will and power, including making the decision to do it and having the will to do it. This is the first step of our self-mastery. The first solar aspect of deity is in a unique position in this great evolutionary plan of creation because it is the initial impulse by which the ideas born out of the heart and mind of God and our own hearts and minds are given life. When we reach deep within ourselves, we realize our I Am presence is anxiously awaiting the opportunity to express itself through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. This aspect of our divinity, which is perfectly aligned with God's will and the will to do, is now available and standing in readiness. It is time for us to liberate our I Am presence into the physical world of form. Only then will we be able to reach our full potential and effectively participate in the divine plan that is unfolding for each of us individually and for all of us collectively. Through God's will and power, we are able to expose the world of illusion in the light of reality. This is a time of monumental change. Change of any kind, even for the better, seems to stir our individual energies, causing our outer human resistance, our outer human ego, and our consciousness to put up blocks through our fear-based attitudes. Much of the confusion in our lives is prevalent because of this resistance of our lower human ego and our distorted perception. What's happening is that we look at our environment and our world, and we believe that the things we see are real and our only reality. We believe that the situations in our relationships and the things that are occurring in our lives are just happenstance or coincidence. We feel like victims, and we don't understand why we are going through such painful situations. From outer appearances, it often looks as though we don't have any control over what's going on. So we let ourselves feel like victims, The reality is that at any given moment, our lives are merely reflecting a sum total of all of the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that we have expressed in our past earthly experiences. What is taking place in our lives and our physical environment is a reflection of our consciousness. I know that this is often difficult to comprehend, but it is only because we have separated ourselves from our I Am presence that this seems so complicated. Just for a moment, try to disconnect from your attachment to physical matter and listen to these words with an open mind. Much of the chaos humanity experiences is because we perceive ourselves as an intelligence apart from God. Some of us have even gone so far as to believe that all we are is our physical bodies. We have come to the conclusion because we look at the outer world and judge what we see to be real. The beings of light have affirmed time and again that the truth is that we are actually multidimensional beings. We abide on many dimensions simultaneously, and the physical plane, that which we interpret through our five physical senses, is just one of those dimensions. Our material senses, sight, touch, sound, smell, and taste, are limited and view only the physical plane. Consequently, they can't give us an accurate report of our true reality. Possibly you've heard the story of the three blind men who were observing an elephant. One man held the tail in his hands and said, "An elephant is long and has a long experience and is thin like a rope." The second man felt the elephant's leg and said, No. "The elephant is round and strong like the trunk of a mighty tree." The third man touched the elephant's side and said, "You're both wrong. The elephant is huge and wide like a mountain." This story symbolizes what it's like for us to try to accurately evaluate the reality of the world by using only our limited material senses. In truth, the physical plane that we think is so real is the least real of all of the dimensions we abide in. Sometimes the physical plane is even called the world of illusion because it is so distorted. Our distorted perception of reality is a direct result of our fall when we lost awareness of our I Am presence and we imagined our separation from God. Over eons of time, the veil of illusion surrounding the earth has become denser and denser, and our perception has become more and more distorted. This has caused humanity to cling to the material plane in an effort to maintain a sense of security. Prior to our imagined separation from God, we were very aware of the law of attraction, and we knew that we are the co-creators of this physical plane. We knew that our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are continually being projected onto physical matter, thus manifesting as form. We realize that the law of attraction is a creative force, a light from the universal source of all life that flows through us constantly. Even though our descent into chaos caused us to lose awareness of this law, it in no way changed the reality of the law's existence. The law of attraction functions as follows. As the light of God, which is our gift of life, flows through us, it picks up the particular vibrations of our consciousness, what we are holding in our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and it expresses those vibrations in visible form, experiences, and circumstances. This means that daily and hourly, we are either adding to the light of the world or to the shadows, depending on what we are allowing ourselves to empower through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. It is time for us to take control of these aspects. We are in the process now of reclaiming our divine birthright as sons and daughters of God. This is our moment, and it is time for us to raise our consciousness by accepting that our I Am presence is who we really are, not our fragmented, fear-based lower human ego. We must go within and reestablish a loving relationship with our I Am presence, invoking that aspect of our God self to take command of our thoughts, our words, our actions, and our feelings. This wondrous part of ourselves is one with God. When we recognize that we are, in truth, beloved sons and daughters of God, and that our I Am presence is who we really are, we begin to get a glimpse of our true potential. Then we know that the will of God and the power of God are within us now. And through illumined faith, decision, and the will to do, we can transform our lives. The I Am presence within us is all-knowing, all-caring, all-loving, and all-powerful. This is the image of God within us. Allow these words now to resonate within your heart plane. I am the divine image of God, manifesting perfection in my being and world, and for the children of God, everyone, everywhere, in God's supreme name, forever. Wherever I am, my very presence in the universe is a constant outpouring and release of God's will, God's power, God's life, and God's light, God's truth, and God's freedom. To all I contact, every day, in every way. I am the divine image of God, manifesting perfection in my being and world, and for the children of God, everyone, everywhere, in God's supreme name forever. Wherever I am, my very presence in the universe is a constant outpouring and release of God's will and God's power, God's life and God's light, God's truth and God's freedom. To all I contact, every day, in every way. I am the divine image of God, manifesting perfection in my being and world, and for the children of God, everyone, everywhere, in God's supreme name forever. Wherever I am, my very presence in the universe is a constant outpouring and release of God's will and God's power, God's life and God's light, God's truth and God's freedom. To all I contact, every day, in every way. Beloved ones, feel the sapphire blue ray, the first solar aspect of divinity, pulsating through all 12 of your solar chakras. Experience these solar chakras now as magnificent, blazing sapphire blue suns of light, blazing through every cell and organ of your body and out through you to flood the planet Earth and all her life with God's infinite perfection. Feel these energies securely anchored through you, and know when this activity of light within you is complete, your I Am presence will return the circle of the sacred 12, all 12 solar aspects of deity, to be pulsating through all of your 12 fifth dimensional solar chakras in perfect harmony and balance. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this special time with me today. Please tune in with us again next week as we join together with lightworkers all over this world, adding to the light of the world, expanding and expanding the momentum of God's light in this physical plane. This year is a year of manifestation, and we're going to together co-create miracles. Create a wonderful week for yourself. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.